And this news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. M. Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom delivered a stark message today to repeat offenders. Jesse Ray Aarons, already on probation, saw his legal tightrope snap after a second violation linked to a chilling felony assault by strangulation conviction. Chief Prosecutor David Wallace minced no words, highlighting alcohol's role, demanding significant consequences. Defense Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach fought to soften the blow, requesting any new jail time run concurrently with an existing 330-day sentence. The judge's ruling was decisive, however. After Aarons pled guilty, Judge Ferris imposed 90 days in Huron County Jail effective immediately, with zero credit for time served. Aarons was also hit with over $1,000 in fines and costs. His probation was officially and unsuccessfully discharged. The message from the bench was clear for those who repeatedly cross the line, especially with violent crimes. Accountability now means immediate custody. A courtroom drama unfolded from Huron County District Court, where visiting Judge Prill presided over a plea deal that sounds straight out of a rural crime novel. Ryan Dale Sprague walked into court facing a serious concealed weapon charge, but in a surprising turn, that charge vanished. Instead, Sprague pled guilty to different kind of offense, illegally baiting and shooting a deer with carrots. Yes, carrots. This unusual swap saved Sprague from potential jail time, but it came with a hefty price tag. He's now on the hook for over $2,500 in fines and restitution for the doe. His handgun is gone, and he won't be hunting again until 2030. The judge noted Sprague was pretty costly, but also advised him to better thank his attorney for navigating such a significant shift. A stark reminder that in Michigan, even a deer can lead to a complete and complex legal entanglement. And as time and money allows, upgrades are being done to the Sebring Village Police Department's office at 125 West Main Street. There's been some reconfiguration to the inside of the building and some cosmetic improvements to the outside with some landscaping. However, there is a need to address the heating and cooling of that building. During this month's village meeting, the council reviewed two estimates from contractors for addressing heating and cooling. The council did not take action on either of those estimates. It was decided to table the decision until Monday, April the 6th, for the DPW committee meeting to allow for more time to select the best option. The council did approve buying a used case loader for $95,000 with a trade-in value of $32,115. In other money matters, taking out $215,670 loan at 4.8% interest rate to be paid back over 5 years was approved for the purchase of a Vactor truck. The council approved selling 3 acres of land on Albert Street that belongs to the Light and Water Department to Bayside Best Bean for $40,000. Also, spending up to $1,500 for magnets that have the Light and Water Department's emergency and contact phone numbers printed on them was also approved. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
This is Jessica from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to McKenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. The White House administration's confirmed reports regarding construction of a massive complex situated beneath the White House ballroom. The project is described as a modernization effort to enhance the security and functional capabilities of the executive residence. While specific details remain classified for security reasons, officials note that the upgrades are part of a long-term plan to ensure the continuity of government operations. The construction has prompted temporary adjustments to the various social and diplomatic events hosted at the White House. And air defense systems in the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia successfully intercepted hundreds of missiles and drones launched from Iran over the last 24 hours. The UAE reported the interception of several uncrewed aerial vehicles over its territory. Bahrain also reported its defenses have destroyed over 500 projectiles since late February. The regional defense efforts highlight the sophisticated nature of the concurrent conflict and the high volume of ordnances being deployed. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi, Bresky Siding Building Repairs, roofing gutter and siding experts, and by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler, McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Tyler Hansen here with Al Hansen Motors. It's Easter again, which means two things. The weather's confused, and somebody's already eaten all the good candy out of the basket. If you'd rather hunt for something other than eggs and chocolate, we've got a few solid options at Al Hansen Motors. Starting with a 2020 Ford Explorer for $21,980. It has 90,000 miles, leather interior, with heated front and rear seats, heated steering wheel, Bluetooth, backup camera, park assist, remote start, and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Then there's a 2020 Jeep Renegade Altitude 4x4, with only 43,000 miles, heated seats, heated wheel, Bluetooth, adaptive cruise, automatic wipers, remote start, and a towing package. Take it home for just $20,580. If you want a truck, we've got a 2014 GMC Sierra Z71 4x4 with just 70,000 miles, 5.3 V8, true four-wheel drive, Z71 off-road package. It's straightforward. It does the job, no drama, for $23,480. And with gas prices on the rise, you need to check out our 2017 Chevy Cruze LT that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and still has some comfort and convenient options, like heated seats, backup camera, Bluetooth, and remote start, all for just $12,580. Get fair prices, no gimmicks, and never any dock fees at Al Hansen Motors. Shop Al Hansen Motors. We'll help you find something better than chocolate bunnies.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.